AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ukraine's president pleads for peace amid a growing Russian threat. Mike Rossia has the latest.
With fears of a Russian invasion ramping up, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the nation late Wednesday, saying he had tried to call Russian President Vladimir Putin, but Putin would not accept his call. Earlier, Ukrainian lawmakers approved Zelensky's decree imposing a state of emergency for 30 days starting Thursday. Meantime, the Kremlin said that rebel leaders in eastern Ukraine have asked for Russian military assistance. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There are going to be a range of false flag operations that we have expected to and laid out the playbook to see. This is an example of it.
Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting tonight at Ukraine's request. A new poll finds just a few of the people questioned think the United States should play a major role in the Ukraine crisis. AP's Ben Thomas with more.
The poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds just 26% of respondents saying the U.S. should have a major role in the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. 52% say the U.S. should have a minor role, while 20% say the U.S. should have no role at all.
The future of the Manhattan District Attorney's criminal investigation of former President Donald Trump now in question after the two prosecutors in charge of the case suddenly resigned. New York Times, citing sources, reports a grand jury investigation has stalled with no sessions in the last month, and the two quit after District Attorney Alvin Bragg raised doubts about pursuing a case against Trump. As California enters a third year of severe drought, federal officials say they cannot provide any water from reservoirs to farmers in the state's major agricultural region. This is AP News. Las Vegas investigators say a young girl passed a note to her teacher saying her mother was held captive, her younger brother might be dead. Police found his body in the freezer. The mother's boyfriend is charged with murder and kidnapping. A convoy of trucks heading to Washington, D.C.
It's modeled after the recent Canadian trucker protests that shut down U.S.-Canadian border crossings and besieged the capital, Ottawa. The starting point was a parking lot in Adelanto, California, in the Mojave Desert. Organizers say this is a multicultural and nonpartisan effort, although there were Trump flags at a rally before departure. Trucker Dallas Hubank says they're not going to be violent, not going to blockade anything, just a convoy and bringing people to awareness. John Kirby at the Pentagon says the National Guard will be in Washington when the convoy arrives.
It's a relatively small number here, about 700, they will be supporting traffic support needs.
Arrival is scheduled for March 5th. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.